Welcome to the Candid Cast with Lucky Agayde. In Season 3, Episode 5, we explore the vital leadership virtue of collaboration. Join us as we discuss how working together can elevate our impact and foster innovation. Let's dive in.
Hello, welcome once again to the Candid Cast. My name is Lucky Agayde. I'm continuing my talk on the profile of a leader. Today is the fifth in the series. Before going to the fifth topic, I want you to like the Candid Cast, subscribe to our channel, and share the video to your loved ones. Subscribe to the Candid Cast on YouTube, on Facebook, Instagram, and other social media platforms. We're also on podcasts. You can do audio listening on your podcast by whichever channel you choose to listen to your podcast. We are there. You'll find us there. We are treating collaboration today as one of those things that a leader must possess. Henry Ford said, coming together is the beginning. Staying together is progress, and working together is success. It goes without saying that a tree cannot make a forest. One finger cannot lift a pebble. Every collaboration helps you grow, and every good leader knows these secrets. The need to leverage on the talents and potentials you find useful in the other persons, especially team members, is wisdom. If you have nothing to learn from your team members, you are in the wrong crowd. Collaboration is a key part of the success of any organization. Every successful project has been achieved not by the sole intellectual capacity of the leader or initiator, but by the buy-in of team members who understand the overall vision as communicated and threw their competence into it. Every project is first an imagination in someone's mind. When imagination is shared, collaboration is born, and collaboration will raise a community of people, while it takes a community of people to generate a social change. The freedom of the black people in America could not have been achieved by Rosa Parks alone. Neither could Martin Luther King Jr. have done much. All these people shared their imagination, drew the buy-in of stakeholders, giving birth to a community of freedom fighters, leading to the social change that culminated in the emergence of Barack Obama as the first black man to become president of America. We need to continue that collaboration and move on until there is total freedom. And the freedom of blacks in America is a project just like any other project. You must continue to harness the goodwill, the talent, the intellect of every other person to make it happen. The measure of a leader is not in the number of people who serve him, but in the number of people he serves. You gather people together, not for the purpose of taking advantage of them, but they must see you as serving them. That's what makes you a leader, and that's what draws followership. By collaborating, leaders can leverage the collective strength of their team members to drive success and create positive work environment. Unless people see what they are benefiting from being around you, it is very difficult to hold them together. You must, while you are benefiting from their talent, they must also see that they have something to gain from your project or from whatever you have brought them together to do. Let us look at many reasons why a leader needs collaboration. Number one, innovation. I mentioned in earlier discussion that a leader need not be the most intelligent person in the team. Robert Kiyosaki said, "The rich dad became rich by hiring people more educated than him in several areas. He leveraged on the knowledge of all team members. He was not an accountant, he will hire an accountant. He was not an attorney, he will hire an attorney. He gets people who know what to do, put them together, harness the diverse perspectives and expertise to create innovative solutions. It's not as if he was so intelligent or he was the best. No, a leader innovates through collaboration. Number two, a sense of ownership and self-fulfillment. Team members that work together own resources together. They will enjoy strong relationship and trust among themselves. They will enjoy a drive to have the project delivered and enjoy self-actualization. You know, when you look at a project and say, that's our project, we did it. It's not my boss's project. No, it's our project. There is that self-actualization, there is self-fulfillment that people get by following a leader that is carrying them along, showing them. It's not only that you collaborate with people, they must know that they are in collaboration with you. Their results count, their input counts. Credit them, give credit to each member of the team. A good collaborator does not take all the credit to himself. Number three, collaboration promotes learning. Collaboration encourages knowledge sharing and growth. Where every person puts his skill on the table, there is knowledge sharing, which will promote learning and challenge the person who has nothing to add to go research, learn more, because he wants to be relevant in the team. If you are not a contributor in a collaborative environment, you become irrelevant, and eventually you find that you are pushed out of the place. The product of the research of such person who did not know before will bring additional knowledge to the team. It will bring something that they didn't know. Even those who were very intelligent in the group have things that they did not know before that they could learn. Number four, collaboration enhances problem solving. It brings different perspectives on board to create a very comprehensive solution. You have something you want to do. Everyone will contribute his own idea. When ideas come together, the one you thought was foolish ideas, by the time other people finish talking about it, you'll find that it's possibly the leader that had foolish idea. But leader must have the humility to embrace the subordinates. You can learn from anybody. The best idea may even come from your security man. You don't know. It may come from your driver. Just listen to everybody and you find the problem is solved. What's important, like he said in this part of the world, is that whether it's a man that sees the snake or a woman and the woman kills it, or a woman sees snake and man kills it, the important thing is that the snake is dead. Just that is how it is for every project. The important thing is that the project is executed and it is successful. Number five, collaboration drives engagement. When team members contribute, they are more invested and interested in the outcome. Everyone becomes owner of the project. We want to see it as our project, like I mentioned earlier. An environment where workers see themselves as outsiders is not the best environment for productivity. Once people are not seeing themselves as owners of the project, productivity drops. But if they see themselves as part of the project, they are all driving for the success of it. And when it succeeds, they are credited. Everyone is acknowledged. Don't go as a leader to say, I did it. No, we did it. The language of a leader is we, not I. Number six, collaboration develops future leaders. Success is very easy in a collaborative environment. What brings success is not a mystery to be unraveled. Any team member can step up to fill a vacuum. Success without a successor is failure, as it has always been said. When you collaborate with people, everyone is working for the success of an organization. They bring their inputs into it. When it works out, everyone owns the project. That's an advantage. If a leader gives way, or any member of the team gives way, what he's doing is not a secret. Any other person can step into the shoe of that person. I find that the organization runs. That's structure. Collaboration creates structure that builds the organization or gets the project done or enhances productivity in several ways. Number seven, collaboration builds strong culture, shapes a positive, inclusive organizational culture. Everyone is excited to come to work. You don't want to go to work where you are never credited as part of the team. They take your idea in secret, operate with it in the open, and never mention you anywhere. Thank you for staying tuned to the Candid Cast. Till I come your way again next week, stay blessed.
Thanks for listening to the Candid Cast. Be sure to tune in again next week.